Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf, Shir sponsored by Nishmas Haim B'Yakashom and Le'ab HaSeitz Chok. We're holding in Ksuvah's Daf Yud Gimel. And in Amud Aleph, the second Mishnah says, Ra'ua Medaberes Im Echot. They saw her speaking to someone. The Gemara goes on to explain that Medaberes either means Nistero, she went in Yichud to someone, or it means actual Nivalo, that was Bi'ila. Ba'al Kolponim, we see over here the word Dibur is coming to describe the idea of a Zivuk, of a connection between Aish and Isha, you use the word Dibur for that. And this is a big Yisoid that the Arizal repeats several times, that when we're talking about Dibur, Dibur and Zivuk come together. And as we know, there's two brises in the world. There's a bris called Bris HaLoshen, and there's a bris called Bris HaMar. The Bris HaMar is the Bris Milah. Bris HaLoshen is the bris that has to do with the Dibur. Because the Dibur and the Mar are the connectors in the world. There's two ways to connect. There's a zivuk elyon, there's a zivuk tachton, but they're both a zivuk. The dibur is also a form of zivuk. The Gaon in Sefer Yetzirah, in Perek Al Mishnah Aleph, and the end of the third oifen, goes on to explain a very deep lashon of Sefer Yetzirah that the world was created b'sefer b'sipur. There's two books and a sipur. So the Gaon there explains that the two books are two meters of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's called Chochma and Bina, Chesed and Din. There's two opposites of the world. And what connects them together is the Sipur. The Sipur is what's called Dibur, like telling a story. The Dibur is the connector. And he brings our Mishnah, Ra'u Medaberes. The Dibur is the one that connects Elyonim Tachtonim, connects Shamayim V'aretz, connects the two opposites of the world. And he goes on to say that when we said the world is created with the letter Beis, Bereshis. That's the two. But the Aseres HaDibur starts with the letter Aleph, Anoich Hashem HaKecha. And we know that Aseres HaDibur was given Bedibur, because Baruch Hu came and said the Aseres HaDibur. It was presented to us with a Dibur. And it's called Dibur, Loshon Dibur, because that is the connector. Dibur connects two opposites, two things which are two extremes. What brings it together is the Dibur, and that's the Pe'ula in this world that connects the whole world, is Dibur. Dibur, according to what the Vilna Gaon is telling us, is the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world that connects the opposites. By the way, to mention over here, what my Rebbe Moshe Shapir Zatzal always used to say, that every item in the world, every object, is called Loshon HaKodesh Davar. Something is called Dover. Why Dover? Dover Loshon Dibur. Because every item in the world is coming to be Megali Rotzav Hashem, and the Gilui Hashem in the world that connects all the dots is Dibur, the connector, Ra'u Medaberes. And the Gaon is speaking about the Gilui Hashem through Dibur. And the Sefer Chassidus, Kederach Sefer Chassidus, they bring into Darkei HaAvodah. The Avodah of Odom is Dibur. And the Baal Shem Tov HaTorah brings that the idea of Dibur is that Odom, through his Dibur, is causing Yichudim. That's what Odom does. Odom is davening. Odom is learning Torah. He's using the Dibur to connect the world. Every Dibur is the connector in this world. You can add to that that the Odom is called a Medaber. That's what Odom is all about. Because Avodah Sa'odom is to connect the world, to bring a Gilui Hashem everywhere, and he does that through the Dibur. And the Sefer Oyev Yisrael Me'apto, he goes on to explain by Arichos of Parshat Tetzaveh, that that was the instructions from Moshe Rabbeinu, Atat Tetzaveh Zmei Yisrael. He says, because Dibur is a Yichud, is a connection, so whenever one person speaks to his friend, he's connected with him. There's, so to speak, a Zivug between the two people. Therefore, tzaddikim want to speak to tzaddikim. They don't want to speak to Rishayim. Because when you speak to a Rasha, you connect to the Rasha. You mizdavik, so to speak, to the Rasha. The tzaddikim are not interested in that. So Kadosh Baruch Hu was giving Moshe Rabbeinu instructions, atat tetzaves bnei Yisrael. You have to speak to Am Yisrael to teach them Torah and mitzvahs. Moshe Rabbeinu says, what happens with people that are not on my level? All Am Yisrael are not on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. So what happens there? Kadosh Baruch Hu gives him the instruction, atat tetzaves from above, and you still will do it. And the Rav Yisrael continues to explain, the pshat is because that's the biggest Gilui Hashem. When you're teaching Torah to Am Yisrael, then even the biggest tzaddik can go down to the lowest place to bring Torah over there, and that will not harm him for the fact that he's connecting someone lower. Because he's bringing Torah there, it's a Yirid L'Tzoyah Chaliyo, through that going down, he will bring more Torah, more Gilui Hashem in the world. But it all goes back to the idea that Dibur is a Chibur, Dibur is a Zivug, based on our Mishnah, Ra'u Medaberes, it refers to a Zivug. Anyone who wants to join the Shom Achshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.